Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Warning, this podcast contains explicit language and content some listeners may find objectionable. This is a work of fiction. Any similarities to persons living or deceased, organizations, places, or events is purely coincidental. This podcast is protected under copyright. Listener discretion is advised. This is The Offensive.
This is a collect call from Broadmoor High Security Psychiatric Hospital. Press 1 to receive the call.
A soul seeking round the corner. Could that someone be back the life I do sell? You're
very glamorous entrance, Mac.
Well, you know I love to please, Pat.
Hold on. You at Broadmoor?
Oh, yes.
The mental institution.
Listen, Pat, I prefer the term psychiatric hospital, all right? So shove your fucking antiquated stigmas about mental health up your fucking arse, you cunt.
What happened to being in prison?
Well, I got out, but I knew I'd be going straight fucking back in because I fucked up on a few fucking things I didn't fucking mean to fuck up on, but I did, I fucked up. And I thought, you know what, I need a fucking change of scenery. One thing they don't say about prison, Paige, and it's a right old con, this, it's fucking depressing, mate. It really gets you down.
Yeah, I think that's the point.
You won't believe what they fucking do, mate. You know what, on a Saturday night, you're trying to enjoy a Saturday night, do you know what they fucking do? They put the Football League show on Quest. Fucking pipe it into every room so you can't escape it. Fuck, fucking torture. Shoot me.
Mac, Broadmoor is for the criminally insane.
Yeah, I'm getting to the story, Patrick. All right, mate, fuck me. Anyway, I knew the old bobbies would come and raid me old David Platt.
David Platt?
David Platt, flat.
Christ.
Anyway, I think to myself, need to look, you know, fucking loopy. So I cut my hand open.
Oh, what the fuck?
And I wrote on my walls, using the blood as an ink, and my hand...
Yeah, I get it, Mac. Jesus Christ, what did you write?
Well, something completely fucking mental, obviously. How else do you think I got in here?
What was it?
I can't say.
Why not?
Because it's fucking nuts, mate.
What was it?
All right, fucking... I wrote, in blood, Harry Kane is better than Messi. And I tell you what, I was in a straitjacket quicker than you can say David Icke.
Well, good for you, I suppose.
But it's lovely in here, pal. Dead comfortable, like, you know.
That's good.
Even the walls, they're all soft. I can't... Honestly, it's lovely.
Right.
Anyway, I can't natter on. Back to the great old game, you know. The chess pieces are moving. And you, my love, are my queen.
Great, thanks.
Now listen. I've spoken to United, I've spoken to Liverpool. Project Big Picture. It ain't gonna fucking go through. But this Premier League power grab puts Ashwood City right in a fucking driver's seat.
Well, I'm pretty sure it puts United and Liverpool in a driver's seat.
Yes, well, we're in a fucking car, right? Just, you know, we're in the back with West Ham and Everton. Child locks are on.
Okay, so we're getting into bed with the big six on this?
Well, we're not going to lift up our skirt down a fucking back alley like the fucking EFL lot, are we? Yes, we're getting into bed with them. We're cuddling them all tight, making them breakfast in the morning, and bringing them a fucking cup of tea.
All right, so what do I do?
Well, the stars are fucking aligning for us, my boy. So listen closely, and I'll tell you the Robert Oof.
Truth.
ASG are fucking broke.
Yes, I'm aware of that.
If Ashwood get a controlling share in the most watched league of the most watched sport in the world, that share price is going to go through the fucking ceiling. Now, like I told you, big picture, It's going to be a fucking small picture by Wednesday because all those greedy cunts will vote against it. But we can make a move.
I don't want to make ASG rich, Mac.
Well, good for fucking you, because my fellas on the inside say that 30% of Ashwood City's up for sale.
What, they're selling up?
Relax, will you, mate, relax. Of their 85%, 30% is up for sale, my son, all right? Bringing their total after that to 55%.
What's the price on this, do we think, realistically?
Realistically, at the fucking moment, right at this fucking second, you're looking at about 100 million quid.
Fuck, well, that's us out of the race.
You're right. You're completely right. There's a fucking steeplechase for this 30%, for what I understand. There's Saudis in it, fucking Chinese are in it, even the fucking Ashwood City fans.
Shit.
You may be some fat fucking lame horse in last place, pal, but who's your jockey?
You are?
Exactly. I'm going to get us over the line, and every other horse will be shot fucking dead. We're going to turn your 15% of this club into 45%, my boy, for a bargain basement price.
Yeah, but how do we drive the share price down?
Well, for starters, you've got your feeder clubs in place, because it's time to knock down that academy and cash in your better.
Check.
That's right.
Ashwood City Football Club were one of the founding members of the Football League in 1888. Today, they compete in England's top flight and remain one of only a handful of clubs to have never been relegated from the Premier League. Following a season that secured Premier League survival and boasted an impressive European campaign, Ashwood City enter season 3 of The Offensive.
This would be the biggest shake-up since the Premier League first started back in 1992. Just to give you the bullet points, what it would mean, 18 clubs in the Premier League, not 20, so two would be relegated automatically and then 16th would go into the Championship playoffs. You'd have greater power for the Big Six, so at the moment you need 14 votes from all Premier League clubs to get any rule passed. This would mean you'd only need six, so certainly the big clubs would have all the power. In terms of these plans, I think you're unlikely to see another Leicester City, you know, winning the league if this happens. There wouldn't be so much competition. You wouldn't have Aston Villa thrashing the champions Liverpool. It would take perhaps the excitement, some are saying, out of it. And in terms of finances, it's been widely reported that over a number of years, you'd start to see the Big Six clubs getting proportionately a lot more funding than the clubs lower down in the Premier League. So there's a lot to discuss and certainly some mixed opinions.
Greed is disgusting. And that's what I'm seeing everywhere. It's absolutely vile. I hate it. So step in. I don't know his name. I saw him on the telly this morning. Oliver somebody?
Oliver Dowd.
Yeah, I heard him on this morning. Go on then, take over, mate. Tell him. Go and tell the top clubs that you can't do that, please. Somebody needs to. Somebody needs to. Right now. Why do they need two less teams in the top flight? Bit of a threat, are they? Not where you want to be in the league, are you, at the moment? Hey, it is. You should be under threat. Yeah? Game doesn't belong to you.
From the Premier League's point of view, you can rescue a drowning man without threatening to take away his house. Correct. You know what I mean? Mm. You can just take your foot off his head, mate. Just help him into the boat, right? Yeah. And then we'll discuss the rest of it later, because at the same time, they've spent £1 billion on transfer fees for players, and the top of these clubs are awash with money. It's rather unsavoury to turn something that you paint on the side of it, rescue package, but it turns out to be a massive power
grab.
And it's not a shock.
Whether
that's
or not
the thing
it is,
about
yeah, it doesn't matter.
That's
really
the thing about it, Andy. It's not a shock. And I think the best way of seeing this is that
you can't just hand a wheel over to United, City, Liverpool, Chelsea, Arsenal, Tottenham, Everton, West Ham and Ashwood City. It's nonsense.
I think we have now got that breaking news from the Premier League concerning Project Big Picture. James Cole joins us in the studio. Right, tell us all about it.
Yeah, we're hearing that the Premier League clubs have rejected
Project Big Picture. There was a shareholders meeting today. It started at 11 o'clock this morning and it went to a vote. We understand no official confirmation yet from the Premier League, but the clubs have decided to vote against it. Instead, they have decided to work together on a collective strategic plan for the future of the Premier League.
The project is that. Rest in peace. And I have not much to say about it. Does football, especially the biggest football in the world, which is the football that we play in this country, has to be rethinked? Of course, yes. But of course, has to be good for everybody and not just for a certain elite. So that project is dead. Hopefully people can work in different projects, but a project that satisfies everybody.
Puppy Bruno showing us that even in these uncertain times, there's always a spare minute or two for ballroom dog dancing. Coming up after the break, we'll be speaking to a campaign group working with a local councillor to save the Ashwood City Youth Academy.
Hello there. Could I have a macchiato, please? Thank you.
The international break is complete, and Ashwood City players have returned to the club, including those who have been in self-isolation. Chief Executive Patrick Nolan is in the small town of Ashbury, the home of Ashwood City's training ground and youth academy, after his plans to renovate the academy grounds have been made public.
Oh, sorry, hold on. I've got free coffee here. 8 stamps on the card, see?
Oh, OK, then the macchiato's free.
In that case, I won't have a macchiato. I'll have a large latte.
OK, but I've made the macchiato.
Yeah, sorry, I didn't realise I had a free one for this purchase.
So you don't want a free macchiato?
No. OK. So, see, look, the macchiato is only £1.90. Right, and it just contains a couple of shots of coffee with a little foam.
Right.
So I use the macchiato as an economically viable option to gain stamps, see? But now that the purchase is free, it only makes financial sense to pick the most expensive hot beverage I can, which is the large latte. Unless you have something more expensive?
No.
Right, well then, large latte, please. And I'll be sat over here.
Okay, great.
Dwight, it's me. Will you give me a call when you get this? I want to chat ASG. Manager of the month, for fuck's sake. Ungrateful interim head coach of the month, you
call
mean.
Patrick. I emailed Patrick and I've left him text messages, so who knows on that front, but yeah. Let's hope.
There you go, sir.
Thanks very much. Oh, and that's definitely the large, is it?
Definitely, yep.
Hello there. You must be my client. I'm Crystal, your escort.
She's joking.
Can I get you anything?
She's paying separately.
Crystal would like a black coffee, please. Dark as my soul, if you could. Thanks.
You stop looking at me like that. She's not an escort.
Look, I just...
I am. My name's Crystal, and I heard you like whips and chains. I could pretend I'm from HMRC and put handcuffs on you if you like.
That's enough. All right, Crystal, what's your surname?
Palace.
Jess, sit down. Right, excuse me, will you go and get her a black coffee and stamp this?
One black coffee, no problem.
Oh, large latte. Free drink day, is it?
It sure is. The best taste in the world.
Free?
Free. Why are you in Ashbury?
I don't know if you know this, but some devious cunt by the name of Patrick Nolan is demolishing the youth academy for his own self-interests.
Is he now? Ooh, sounds like a cute businessman.
You mean astute?
I mean both.
So what happens to the players?
What players?
The youth players.
Oh, I don't know, they fuck off to Biker Grove or wherever it is that underachieving students go.
You're being particularly heartless this morning. On large latte day of all days.
Oh, they'll be all right.
Oh, where are they going to go, Patrick? Gillingham?
Yeah. Or Charlton. I mean, that's near-ish.
Oh, poor boys. One minute they're getting all giddy about nutmegs and techers, and then the next minute they're on the street hoping that they get to play for fucking Charlton.
Look, the only techers they should be concerning themselves with is a B techers in fucking woodwork.
Oh, come on.
Look, I'm doing them a favour. All right, in 5 years' time, they'll be fixing something in my house, no doubt, and will rip me off for a 200 quid call-out charge. I'm telling you, my most recent plumber used to be Ashwood under 19s.
Did he quit to become a plumber?
Nah, well, he cancelled his contract after he dislocated his elbow, but that's not the point.
What's the point?
The point is, there is a whole world of opportunity out there. It's not my responsibility to look after those young men. This isn't some heartwarming film where I befriend young, disenfranchised working class boys and teach them the importance of hard work through fucking rap or hip hop. It's real life, all right? Nothing is free.
One black coffee?
Snap my card, please.
Oh, God, yeah, sorry about that.
Unbelievable. Now, what was I saying?
You were saying nothing is free, then you took the stamp for the drink that I paid for and slept from your free latte, and now you've got free milk on your fucking stupid face.
Oh, God. Is it gone?
Maybe.
Jess, come on.
Yes, it's gone.
I am right, though. Nothing is free. In fact, I'm thinking of putting that under the adverts for our 15 quid pay-per-view games.
Ah, yes, come join us Monday night for Ashwood City v Burnley. Nothing is free.
Yeah, well, nothing is free apart from half the Burnley squad.
Woody says you celebrated that pay-per-view news like a goal had gone in. You nearly took your shirt off.
Correct. That and Ronaldo testing positive for coronavirus. So, come on then, the Academy. Big lefty lecture, please. Get it over and done with. At least you'll be doing it in a public place so I have witnesses when you shove that stirrer in my eye.
I'm not going to lecture you.
Please. Young kids out on the street. Blah, blah, blah. Opportunities, blah. You know, hope and dignity, blah, fucking blah.
I actually came to tell you, hold on, wait, I've just got to make sure my face is as fucking smug as possible. I want it, like, repulsively smug.
Mm. Well, you're pretty close.
What about that?
Yeah, that's fucking awful. You look like Pretty Patel.
Lovely. Your plans for your building development are getting thrown out by the council, mate.
What?
How much do you want to punch this face right now?
I want this face to explain why the fuck the council have fucked my building plans.
Here. Councillor Martin Hastings has caved to pressure, my latte-drinking friend.
Pressure? What pressure? It's my fucking land.
It seems football fans still have a teeny tiny bit of influence, I think. Maybe. Well, we'll see.
Oh, this is fucking ridiculous.
Where are you going?
To Councillor Martin Hastings. What do you think?
Well, good luck.
There's just one thing that I have to sort out first. Hi there again. Could you transfer this into a takeaway cup, please? Thank you.
Oh, Christ.
Hello there. Could I have a Mackey? Hello there. Hello.
I don't know why this is funny to me now.
Hello there. Hello there. Could...
Sorry.
The Offensive Podcast is now on Patreon. With a single level subscription tier of just $5 a month, you can become an official member of the Super Whites with the Ashwood City season ticket. You'll get an access all areas pass to Dartley Park and receive previously unseen behind the scenes footage. This will include sit-down, one-on-one, in-depth interviews with both creatives and the cast of the show. You'll also receive club shop discounts and exclusive merchandise for Patreons only. Monthly downloads will continue in the off-season and will include MP3 downloads of songs featured in the show, such as the Ashwood City song, "We're Bigger Than Gillingham," and a full, previously unheard, 4-minute version of "It's the End of the World as We Know It." Your money will go towards running costs and maintaining our current high standards. It will allow us to continue to bring you a show described as must-listen by The Guardian, ultra-sharp by GQ, and sharper than Luis Suarez's left canine by The Football Pink. Sign up now for a one-tier price of just $5 a month. You'll become an official fan of the club and enjoy all these benefits and so much more.
visit patreon.com/Ashwood City and get your membership today.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm Kate Thornton. Join me every week on White Wine Question Time, the podcast that asks famous faces three thought-provoking questions over three glasses of wine.
It's very rare to be introduced with such a thorough introduction, and it's kind of lovely to listen to all that and go, yeah, I've had a good life, right?
You really have.
How did you find that?
I can't even remember.
Yeah, you do your research, Kate, man. I'll tell you that.
Do you know what? You are the only person ever, no other journalist has ever made that connection.
Wow, what a great question.
And receives some truly memorable answers.
And Tom Cruise came, and Nicole Kidman. I go to him, listen, before you go, Tom, I just want you to know, if you fancy a foursome, I'm up for it, and I know Anne-Marie doesn't mind.
When I first dated my now husband, I joined a gym for, I'm going to say, £1,000 a year, just so I could go off and have a poo.
Actually, I got heckled once in Wales, and there was a bloke at the bar on crutches, and he actually said to me, I'd rather fall over than listen to this shit, and he threw his crutches at me and fell over. Can you believe that?
I've got some cat's ashes, I don't know who they are.
You've been catfished by your own cat.
Exactly, seriously, man.
Dad, have you thought about putting in a breakfast nook? And my dad would think like that. Have you thought about getting your own fucking house?
How did you give a duck an orgasm, Craig?
It's good with them, you know. I know my way around a duck.
So, if you fancy a sit-down with the likes of Adam Hills, Tom Allen, Hannah Waddingham, Phil Tufnell, James Acaster and Ed Gamble, Daisy May Cooper, and tons more, then join me every Tuesday and Friday. Search White Wine Question Time in your podcast app to subscribe and listen now. White Wine Question Time is a Stack production.
Martin Hastings MP, who the fuck? Well, if Hastings wants a fucking battle, we'll give it to him like it's fucking 1066. Call me fucking Billy the Conqueror, my son, and I'll fuck him up.
Mac, I've got contractors sorted. All right, Woody is firing children as we speak.
All right, yeah, I'm thinking. Hold fucking on. Where's my little black book? Fucking Jesus. Fucking cunt. Hastings. Well, you are in luck, my friend. Fuck me.
Am I?
It would appear our friend Martin Hastings is a Tory.
Oh, thank God for that.
Yeah. I've got a list of his donors here. And then we're all our dirty little pals, son.
Oh. Get in.
Right. I want you to text him the following. You listening? Here we go. Dear Martin, you cunt.
Moving on now, Mr. Hastings, to the demolition and redevelopment of Ashbury Park, known for being the youth training facility for Ashwood City Football Club.
Yes, that's right, yeah.
Now, you've stepped in and blocked those plans on behalf of a movement from Ashwood City supporters, is that correct? Mr. Hastings, what is the current protection on that land for Ashwood City supporters?
Yesterday I may have implicated that in a sense it could be blocked. It could be blocked, yes. Should the relevant owners of the land share this views, the views of the fans.
The relevant owners of the land.
Yeah.
Well, that's Patrick Nolan. isn't it?
Yes, I believe so, yeah. I'm led to believe that's the case, yeah.
Well, Mr. Nolan's position, with all due respect, Mr. Hastings, is a position we all know.
Right.
Apologies, Mr. Hastings, but have you or have you not blocked the demolition and subsequent housing development on Ashbury Park? Mr. Hastings.
Sorry, what was the question again? Could you repeat?
Have you or have you not blocked the demolition and
so confused, my heart's bruised. Was I ever loved by you, Adam Reach? So far, I never.
This is the answer phone for
Patrick Nolan, MBE.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Patrick, it's me. Look, give me a fucking call, will you? Hi there, Woody. No, whatever it is, just fucking no.
What brings you to the Youth Development Centre? You, seen some exciting young talent you need to tell me about?
Now, the only exciting young talent I've seen is on fucking Hollyoaks. Now, you know you can take your mask off, don't you? Your stupid Ashwood kids mask.
Ah, mate, you know, you really can't be too careful, you know?
What? You're muffled, pal. Just get one of the normal thin masks.
I said you can't be too careful, mate.
Well, I can, all right? I've just drank half a pint of hand sanitizer.
Doing some scouting. The little notepad there, I see.
Can you get your hands off my wee notepad, please? This could be my fucking journal, for all you know.
Well, is it?
Hey, it is. Hold on. Let me just add another entry. Dear Diary, just bumped into a cunt.
You didn't write anything then, mate.
Well, enough, all right? Look, have you seen Patrick around this place?
No, actually, in fact, I haven't seen anyone here. Like, no one at all.
Still shoved a fucking Ashwood mask on, though, didn't you? Get a fucking normal grown-up one.
Yeah, seriously, Chris, where is everyone? I'm starting to get a bit worried.
It's shut.
It's
shut, pal. We're closed. Not open for business, all right? Last orders. Go and drink some cans of Tennent's on your way home type thing.
But it's training day.
No, it ain't.
It is.
It ain't.
It is. It's Wednesday. That's training day.
No, training day is a movie with Denzel Washington and Ethan Hawke. This is an empty building with some hard hat wearing Polish fellas waiting outside it.
Well, hang on. Is this actually going to go ahead?
What?
Closing down the academy?
Hey.
Have you lost your fucking mind?
Oh, look at that. I've never heard you swear before, Boomerang.
Boomerang?
Hey, some of us call you Boomerang.
Oh, yeah, ha ha ha, because I'm bloody Australian. Yeah, wowee, mate. Yeah, that's a real low blow.
No, actually, Boomerang. It's because we fucking threw you away, and lo and behold, you found your way back. Wouldn't he fuck off? Boomerang, that's you.
Chris, where are the youth players?
I don't know, pal. Probably making calls to the championship's finest. I mean, wouldn't you?
Oh, my God, this isn't happening. Like, this cannot be Have you told the kids?
Oh, aye.
Oh.
Look, Chris.
I don't know what to say.
Chris, look. We'll see him again, all right? Don't go getting all upset. You'll get your lovely wee mask all wet.
This is out bloody rageous, mate.
Pal,
honestly.
We'll see him again, pal.
Why do you keep saying that?
They'll be in the championship and they'll find their way to the Premier League eventually.
Oh, well, you're going to re-sign them?
Fuck no. Look, Willie, the championship is like a big sick dog, right? It's got the shits and it's throwing up. Now, when it does a big old shite, it dumps all that unwanted waste onto League One, all right? And then it throws up some sick into the Premier League. Wet vomit landing right in with us elite fuckers. It's awful. Squelch. Horrible. But sometimes... That sect contains Fulham, or West Brom, or Huddersfield, and that dog, like all dogs, gobbles it back up again. And that, my pal, is the great circle of life. So those young lads will find their way back to the Premier... Oh, here he fucking is.
What are you doing in here? Are you crazy?
What are you fucking shouting for?
Because they're going to put a wrecking ball through this place.
Oh no, whatever are we to do, our precious sporting director?
God, relax, pal. That's not for another half hour. And I've read the email.
What email?
The email that instructs people who the club don't want to accidentally kill to stay away from this place.
I didn't get an email.
Hey. I said the people the club don't want to kill.
Right, come on then. Let's go and watch the main event.
Jess, is that popcorn?
Yeah.
I thought you disagreed with all this.
True, yes I did, and still do. but I do have a soft spot for sort of demolition and destruction.
I'd never have guessed.
Look, this is wrong.
Who said that?
No idea. It could be the ghost that haunts this place, doesn't he? Shut the fuck up.
Look, we can't do this, all right? We have a duty to these young men.
Well, contractually speaking, we don't. Okay? Off we go.
I'm not leaving. Okay? I'm not leaving. You're going to have to tear this place down with me inside.
Oh, great. I'm going to go and grab myself some popcorn too.
Have some of mine.
I don't like sweet. I just like salty.
This is half and half.
Aye, but I ain't picking through. It's daft.
You can see. Look, the shiny ones are sweet.
Guys, I said I'm not bloody leaving. All right?
Okay, Welly, that's absolutely fine, mate. I'm going to leave this unlocked, though. All right? You know, I mean, just in case the 3-ton ball of reinforced steel swinging towards your bollocks changes your mind.
All right, that's it. I really didn't want to have to do this, guys, but I'm calling Matt.
Where'd you buy the popcorn?
Up the road. It was like £3 or something for this big bag.
All right. Just try and stop me. Try, come on.
I'm not particularly scared of the interim head coach, Chris.
Well, you will be, because guess what? I'm calling him right now. Now,
see, I just tasted that one. Thought it was salty. It's fucking sweet.
Then you're a moron. It's so obvious. Look,
it's not fucking obvious.
I must have
otherwise,
his phone
I wouldn't
on
be
silent.
With fucking sweet. Bloody hell!
Oh, the shark bait has such teeth, dear, and he shows them pearly white, just a jackknife has old Maggie bait. And he keeps it way out of sight. You know when that shark bites with those teeth, dear, scarlet billows.
There goes Welly Luke.
To spread.
Wow.
A fancy glove so has old Maggie's face. So there's never, never a trace of red. On the sidewalk.
You know the insurance you have to have on those things.
Fuck me.
Patrick, make your eyes water, pal. Patrick.
Shut up, Woody.
Patrick.
Woody, please.
I'm just saying.
Woody, shh. Please, all right? Just bask in the majesty of the moment.
Could that be our boy? Mac the knife.
Ooh. Oh, wow.
Oh.
Oh, wow. Whoa.
This kind of reminds me of my wedding day, guys. Getting a bit moe.
God, look at the size of that thing.
It's fucking massive.
Oh. Wow. Oh, whoa, that was cool.
It's gorgeous, isn't it? Oh,
that, now that was good.
Right at the back. Wait, you got a toothpick?
No, I don't have a fucking toothpick.
I don't know. Oh, God, I should have sold tickets to this.
Oh, you should, you know. That'd have been great, wouldn't it?
Oh, yes! I love the big bangs. That's what she said. What a great day.
All right, absolutely.
What a fucking great day. This has been a right day out this. Oh, I loved it.
Oh, another one!
Look at that.
Fuck
me! Oh, this is something else.
An old Lucy Brown. Oh, the life goes on the right bay.
Fantastic popcorn, this, you know.
Now the Mackey's back in town.
Right, who's for a drink?
It's 8 o'clock in the morning.
Hey, let's go for a coffee, I'm fucking freezing.
Oh, yeah, if you could actually get them to stamp the... Oh, no, oh.
What?
Oh, I left my wallet in the... Ah, oh, bollocks.
Thanks for listening to The Offensive. Interact with the club on Twitter at Ashwood City. Visit the website at ashwoodcity.com. The club shop is now stocked with home and away shirts.
This was a Stakhanov production and part of the Acast Creative Network.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm Kate Thornton. Join me every week on White Wine Question Time, the podcast that asks famous faces three thought-provoking questions over three glasses of wine.
It's very rare to be introduced with such a thorough introduction, and it's kind of lovely to listen to all that and go, yeah, I've had a good life, right?
You really have.
How did you find that?
I can't even remember.
Yeah, you do your research, Kate, man. I'll tell you that.
Do you know what? You are the only person ever, no other journalist has ever made that connection.
Wow, what a great question.
And receives some truly memorable answers.
And Tom Cruise came and Nicole Kidman. I go to him, listen, before you go, Tom, I just want you to know, if you fancy a foursome, I'm up for it, and I know Anne-Marie doesn't mind.
When I first dated my now husband, I joined a gym for, I'm going to say, £1,000 a year, just so I could go off and have a poo.
Actually, I got heckled once in Wales, and there was a bloke at the bar on crutches, and he actually said to me, I'd rather fall over than listen to this shit, and he threw his crutches at me and fell over. Can you believe that?
I've got some cat's ashes, I don't know who they are.
You've been catfished by your own cat.
Exactly, seriously,
man. Dad, have you thought about putting in a breakfast nook? And my dad was thinking that. Have you thought about getting your own fucking house?
How did you give a duck an orgasm, Craig?
It's good with them, you know. And on my way around a duck.
So, if you fancy a sit-down with the likes of Adam Hills, Tom Allen, Hannah Waddingham, Phil Tufnell, James Acaster and Ed Gamble, Daisy May Cooper, and tons more, then join me every Tuesday and Friday. Search White Wine Question Time in your podcast app to subscribe and listen now. White Wine Question Time is a Stack production.